Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Terry. I'm your supervisor. How can I assist you today?
Hi, how you doing? My name is Jason Foley, and I'm calling because I'm trying to dispute a couple of charges that of items that I never received, nor did I ever order.
Okay, sir. Give me just a brief moment. I am pulling up that account.
Okay.
Let's see what pulls up. And you said your name was again?
Jason, Jasun Foley, Foley.
Okay, Mr. Foley, can I get you to verify your address?
It's 1065 Sunny Field Court, Lawrenceville, Georgia.
Yes, sir. Would your email address be foleyhome?
Hometheater@gmail.com.
At gmail. And the phone number is 770-375-9531.
Correct.
Okay, let's see here. From what I can see, sir, there was a HyperWatch.
I understand that there were these charges November 19th, two of them, and then December 4th for $59.97. I understand only because the lady that before you, and of course, I found out a lot of this stuff through the bank because I didn't know where the charges came from, or even hate to say it, I never heard of Razor Gadgets until all this stuff happened.
Okay.
So at the same time, I wasn't sure where these charges came from. I disputed it with the bank back in December.
I can see that, sir.
Okay.
But it
So,
looks, go ahead.
go ahead. No, go ahead. It looks like.
I was gonna say, it looks like there was, from what they're showing here on our end, it was shipped out to you on
But being
November
shipped out to
20th.
someone and then me, myself, who's being charged, who did not receive these items, is what I'm saying. I have no
Okay.
idea what they are or why I would, they would have ever been ordered from this house.
Okay. Is there anyone else in the home, sir, who could have ordered
Yeah.
it?
No, ma'am. Not at all. It's my bank card. It stays in my wallet.
Okay, the thing of it is at this time, because the more I look in the account, because you have already took it over to the bank and the bank took and disputed the charges with that company, it kind of kicks us out. So being the third party for that company, we can touch the account because it has chargebacks on it.
Again, yes, because I disputed it with the bank to begin with.
I know, and I do apologize, but the thing of it is, once it goes that far, it kicks us out. Like I said, we're a third party center for that
Okay, so who
company.
else can I get in touch with?
You might want to try their website, see if they have anything else, but I can definitely let you know.
Who's they? Because I
The
called
company.
gadgets.com.
Have you tried to reach out with them, sir, through email?
As far as I know, you guys are them. I don't know
Where
anything
they're.
about a third-party company. I looked up what the charges came from, the phone number that I was given by the bank. So far, you guys have been able to help, but at the same time, you're telling me I need to call the company. As far as I know, you are the company.
I do understand, sir. I do apologize because we're a third party center for them. What we do is help with the trial, is getting customers canceled out and making sure if they don't want the watch to give them a number to return the watch. But
Ma'am, if I had a watch, if it ever came here, I would give it to you because I only wear one watch. It was definitely not ever ordered here.
okay, I do understand what you're saying, sir. I do truly
So who else can I
apologize.
get in
Our
touch with?
hands are tied when it comes to that because it has a chargeback on it.
So again, who else can I get in touch with? You're just saying they. I don't know who they are. I'm going through you because, again, found out from the bank. So who is they and who do I call?
I'm looking to see if there's any other information I can give you. So I do apologize,
so
okay?
No worries.
Okay, sir. I can give you the email, which is cs@shophyperwatch.com. And you can email them to see if they can help with the account. Like I said, I just know that we can't do anything with the account because we're usually here to cancel and to make sure the customers get their product. Or if they don't get product, to make sure they get canceled so they won't get any more. So we can't handle it once it
happens.
Okay,
so whatever it is, then please cancel it and then help me get some kind of product that I'd never received that I am supposedly paying for. Because you know I'm going to email them and they're going to give me a runaround. Then that's your job. Help me with that.
Well, see, when you email them, you need to email them and let them know you got charged. You did a charge back on it. You still got charged because it states that you got a watch. And you can let them know that you didn't get the watch. So that way they could be able to do it. The thing is, and I truly apologize, my hands are tied with the chargeback, so I can't really do anything on the account. I can't touch it. But just notate that you called today and I advised you that there was chargebacks and that we can't touch the account. But if you email them and let them know the same thing, they would have to pull the account and they should be able to see it as well. And they can let you know if they can go ahead and do a reshipment, because on our end, like I said, it shows that it shipped. But once it has a chargeback, we can't touch it even. Now, if you had called us before, we would have said, okay, we'll get you reshipped. But we can't touch it once it shows chargeback.
Yeah, I just found out who you were. It's the fact that matters. When I disputed it, they just disputed the charges and whatever account it was on. I didn't know it was RazorGadgets.com.
Yes,
until now. That's fine. I'll email them. I'll figure something out. Even if I have to, either way, I'll figure it out.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day, sir.
You too.
Thank you. Bye. Bye-bye.